Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
School employee health care coverage has drained school budgets and undermined education reform, according to a new report from the Boston Foundation. It says that between 2000 and 2007, health care costs in school budgets grew by $1 billion, and that's $300 million more than the increase in state aid. It says every single school district in the Commonwealth has been affected. Here to talk about more is the state's former Education Commissioner, David Driscoll. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how health care costs have affected school districts and what's being lost?
Well, it's almost like Pac-Man. When you look at a typical budget from year to year and someone says, well, it went up 2% or went up 4% or something, the fact of the matter is what you're spending for health care has wiped all that increase out and more. So you're finding schools that, even though they've received some state aid, et cetera, have had to cut back on things other than health care because it's, quite frankly, gobbling up the rest of the budget.
Why just health care? What about other things? What about pensions and other things that are also rising in cost?
Well, there are things that are rising, and sometimes pensions, depending on how many retire in a particular district or if they have an incentive or something, can be a big blip. Sometimes fuel oil can be a blip. Sometimes special education costs for tuition can blip up. So those things happen over time, and they're more erratic. But health care, just pure as a pure number, has just frankly gobbled up, as this report points out, more money over that period of time. So no other cost, whether it be pensions or special ed, transportation, or anything else, has had the impact that healthcare. Healthcare has just dominated. It's like a tsunami when it comes to local budgets.
You know, lawmakers a while ago realized that skyrocketing healthcare costs were going to be a problem, and they came up with this plan that would allow municipal workers to join the state's healthcare plan. Did that not help? What happened with that?
Well, you know, that really does point out that this is a problem. Everybody has to own some of the responsibility here. We can't just keep pointing fingers. And that you point out something that's right. The state gave the opportunity for local districts to join the state system, which would save money. My own community of Melrose did so. The unions agreed. The mayor did it. And I think we've saved $1 million or more. I think those are the numbers. But you're right. A lot of districts have just taken a pass on it. The unions have said, no, we're not going to give up the very generous benefit we have right now, and we're not going to change our plan, when in fact, in most cases, they'd get the same health coverage and they would save money, but they just won't give up the benefit. So there's more than just the legislature to blame here.
Is it different, the way these costs affect education? Is it different in wealthier communities?
Well, as the report points out, it hits the school systems below foundation of the urban area that much more. So the impact is perverse in that case. The more needy the communities, the more the impact. So that's what the report points out. So that's another major aspect of this report.
Now, we know that stimulus money is running out, and everybody's facing a shortage for a lot of reasons right now. So what can be done about this, do you think?
Well, I wrote a piece a long time ago that I think still holds true, and that is we as Americans have to stop sleeping through these crises. I mean, we now have deficits at the federal level that are just awful, and then we have this growing problem at the state and local level where there's less revenues to do things. But we're going to have to face up to it. And what we're not doing is facing up to it. We're just allowing it to occur, and we're just putting it off for another day. We're putting many, many things off to the next generation, and it's frankly not right.
David Driscoll was Massachusetts Commissioner for Education from 1998 through 2007. He's now with the group Alliance for Excellent Education. Thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you.